Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And in the last 2 days, we have read a short version of the story Holes.
In the story, a young man called Stanley has to deal with a lot of family history that affects him.
For example, his great-grandfather once broke a promise to someone called Madame Zeroni, so Stanley's whole family had to suffer bad luck.
But then Stanley helped a boy called Zero, who is from Zeroni's family. This broke the bad luck.
And today, we're going to examine some of these kinds of ideas that are found in the book Holes in a bit more detail.
We're also going to find out about the man who wrote the book and a few things about his life.
So, let's read through day 3 of our article and find out all there is to know.
Reading.
Holes. Holes was written by American author Lewis Satcher. In his final year of college, he taught at an elementary school. This changed his life and made him decide to write children's books. He didn't strike gold at first, but kept going and finally gained many fans. He was able to quit his job and become a full-time writer. There are 2 key themes in Holes. The first is fate. At the start of the book, Stanley believes that his family history affects his life. Bad things will keep happening because of what his ancestors did. Nothing he can do will make things better. However, his experiences teach him that he has control over his own choices and can change his fate. He does this through his friendship with Zero. Friendship is the second main theme in the story. Spending time with Zero helps Stanley see things from other people's point of view. This helps him grow as a person and also breaks Madame Zeroni's spell.
The article begins by introducing the author. It says, Holes was written by American author Lewis Sachar. I think that's how we say it.
Holes, 别有洞天这本书呢，它的作者是一位美国的作家 Lewis Sachar. Here's some more about him. In his final year of college, he taught at an elementary school. 在大学的最后一年啊，他在一所小学教书。想必这件事情是影响他之后的生涯。
Now, this is the sort of thing that people might do if they were taking a teaching degree, for example. They would have to go and get real experience. Sometimes some people have to do like extra volunteer work. It might have even been for a little bit of money to help him earn something to pay for his studies. But anyway, this teaching at an elementary school was a big thing. We also learn that this changed his life and made him decide to write children's books.
因为在小学教书，让 Lewis Sachar 决定写童书。He didn't immediately become an author, though. The article says he didn't strike gold at first, but kept going and finally gained many fans.
So this phrase, strike gold, is today's shortcut for you.Let's listen to a conversation that explains what the phrase means and how we can use it in a conversation.
Shortcut for you.
Well, I guess we just weren't meant to be rich.
I can't believe the police caught us.We have the worst luck.
Oh, it's not all bad.
What do you mean? We're going to jail? This is terrible.
Before they lock us up, I just want you to know I wouldn't want to strike gold with anyone but you.
You stole some gold and didn't tell me? You're the worst partner in crime ever.
What? Wait, no, that's not what I mean. To strike gold means to become rich or successful by finding or doing something.
So to strike gold means 发横财突然走运。
Yep.
Well, thanks, I guess. Maybe you are a pretty good partner in crime.
Now, let's find a way out of here so we can try to strike gold again.
Do you have a plan?
No, but I did steal an officer's keys on our way in.
Have you just been pretending to be captured all this time?
No.
So, strike gold means to find success. It can also mean to find something really valuable. And for Louis Sachar, this didn't happen at first. He didn't strike gold at first. The phrase at first means at once or in the beginning. So what we mean is it took some time for him to become successful. It didn't just happen super quickly, first book like that.
Louis Sachar 一开始呢并没有马上成功但他继续努力。After a while, he gained fans.
That's right. To gain means to get something. And it kind of also has the extra meaning of that thing being something you want to get. For example, we could say that you get a cold, but we wouldn't say you gained a cold because you don't want it. However, you could gain experience,gain a reward, or gain popularity, in this case, gaining fans.
Gain, 这个动词呢指的是获得增加。So Pat, can I say, I've gained some weight?
Yeah, I guess that is a bad thing that you don't really want
yeah, I don't
to
want
gain.
It,
okay.
But I can say it, right?
You can say it. It's correct to say, I've gained weight.
就是我增加重量，我变胖了。Alright, Louis Sachar 之后呢得到了很多书迷的支持 Good for him.
Next, the article says that he was able to quit his job and become a full-time writer. He's living the dream. I want that so much.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's look at the word quit. Quit is similar to the word stop. To quit something means you stop doing the thing you're doing.A common use, we say, is to quit one's job, to say, that's it, I'm leaving, I'm not going to work here anymore. We could also quit a project that you're working on, quit a band you're in, and so on. Just means you stop, you leave, you do something else. Now, if someone is doing something that bothers you, you could also say, quit doing that, or stop doing that, or you could just say, quit it.
Quit 这个动词呢是辞职、退学或者是呢戒除不好的习惯。To quit something or to quit doing something 代表就是戒除那个习惯了。那有什么样的习惯呢 ?Quit smoking,、mm-hmm. 戒烟 ,quit drinking, 戒酒或者是 quit gambling, 戒赌这些都是不好的习惯。Here, Louis Sachar quit his job,他辞掉工作，当一位 full-time writer, 也就是全职作家。Let's move on to talk about some of the ideas in the book.
Yes, before I get too many ideas about quitting jobs and becoming a full-time writer. Anyway, so, themes and ideas. The article begins the next paragraph by saying, there are two key themes in Holes.A theme could be something subject, like the theme of a talk, or it could be an idea that appears a lot in something. So here we're talking about the second meaning. The themes of books and movies are often easy to see because it feels as though this is what the movies or books are really about, even though no one actually discusses the issues in the story, sort of thing. And we say key theme here. Key just means important.
Theme 是主题，那文章中说到的 key themes 就是很重要的主题。在《别有洞天》这本书当中啊，有两个主题。What are they? The article says the first is fate.
Okay, so this is an interesting one. So no one really talks too much maybe about fate and what fate is and how it affects, but it's a theme in the book. It's an idea that happens again and again. But what is fate? Well, when we say fate, we mean the development of events that are outside a person's control. And people think of fate as being controlled by maybe the universe or, you know, some kind of supernatural power like God. Or some people might say it's your karma to have this thing happen to you. It's kind of a force that can control your life and which you can do nothing to change. If you think fate controls you, it doesn't matter what you do, the result will be the same. Now, I don't really believe in fate. I think we've got a lot more control, but that's just me.
Fate 这个名词呢是命运，那尤其指负面的厄运。So how is this idea explored in the story?
Well, the article says, at the start of the book, Stanley believes that his family history affects his life. Now, we have used this word affect a few times during our teaching of the article, so let's explain it in more detail now. To affect something means to act on it and cause it to change in some way. If you affect something, you're kind of making some kind of difference to it. Now, the word affect is a verb, and it's spelled with an A. Be careful not to mix it up with effect, which sounds very similar, but it's spelled E-F-F-E-C-T. And effect is generally a noun, and it's spelled with an E. They're very similar words because an effect, noun, is the change that happens when you affect, verb, something.
Affect, A 开头的哈 ,affect 这个动词呢是影响。那不要跟 effect 这个字搞混了。Effect 的开头呢是 E 这个字。那它也解释为影响没有错，不过它是个名词。
Yeah, that's a difficult one because I guess a lot of foreigners pronounce them and they sound the same.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll affect it. What's the effect of this?
在故事的一开始呢 ,Stanley 相信他的家族历史呢影响着他的命运。And it really happened. In the last 2 days of teaching, we saw how Stanley's family history affects him. All that bad luck from Madame Zeroni's spell.
Yes, and because of this, Stanley thinks things will never turn out well for him. As the article puts it, bad things will keep happening,because of what his ancestors did. Now, your ancestors are the people from your family who lived a long time ago. Could be your great-great-grandfather, or it could be hundreds or thousands of years ago.
Ancestor 就是祖先的意思了。因为 Stanley 的祖先所做的事情让坏事一直发生。What's more, Stanley believes in fate.相信命运的 Stanley 觉得坏事永远都会跟着他。He believes these bad things will never change. As the article says, nothing he can do will make things better.
And for me, this is kind of silly. We have control over many things in our lives, and the choices we make do matter. We see from the article that, however, his experiences...teach him that he has control over his own choices and can change his fate.
To have control over something 代表的是掌控某事。We have control over our lives. 我们是可以掌控我们的生命命运的。And Stanley has learned that through his experiences. In the next paragraph, the article moves on to talk about another thing.
That's right, though it is linked to the idea of Stanley changing his fate. It says, he does this through his friendship with Zero. Now here, the pronoun this is standing in for changing his fate, okay? Stanley learns he can control his choices and change his fate. How does he change his fate? He does this, he changes his fate through his friendship with Zero.So let's take a look at that word friendship. A friendship is the relationship between two people who are friends. They are generally not connected by anything to do with families or by anything to do with romantic love. It's just a feeling of liking one another because of the things you have in common, the experiences you share, or just because you like spending time with that person. If you are friends with a person, then the two of you have a friendship.
Friendship 就是友谊啦。Stanley 改变自己的命运，他的原因啊，就是他和Zero 的友谊。In fact, the article says, friendship is the second main theme in the story.
The word main means the most important thing or one of the most important things. Think of Taipei Main Station, for example. It's basically the biggest and one of the busiest MRT stations in Taipei,And it's right next to the train station, the bus station, and the HSR station. It's kind of like the central station for the whole MRT system. We could also talk about a company's main office. It has others, but the main office is its biggest and most important one.
Main 这个形容词呢是主要的最大的那台北车站之所以被称作 Taipei Main Station 原因就是呢它是最主要的车站 Here we know that friendship is the second main theme 友谊是这个故事的第二个主题 The article explains a bit more about how Stanley and Zero's friendship helps Stanley
The article says spending time with ZeroHelps Stanley see things from other people's point of view. Someone's point of view is the way they see the world and the events in their lives. Okay, so it's very easy to see things from your point of view. So how do things affect me? How do I feel about them? What am I going to do about them? Seeing things from other people's point of view is important.Because that's the only real way to understand how your actions affect others. And if you see things from other points of view, you can start to understand how something that might not be important for you could be very important to them, or something that doesn't matter to you matters a lot for them. It doesn't bother you, but it bothers them. The world would be a much better place if we could all see things from other people's point of view.
To see things from other people's point of view 代表的就是从别人的角度看事情。我们也可以说呢 to see things from other people's perspectives.
That's right. We should probably spell that word P-E-R-S-P-E-C-T-I-V-E, perspective. It's kind of how you see something.
与 Zero 相处的时光呢让 Stanley 学会从他人的角度看事情。
Okay, so the last sentence in the article says this, so this friendship, this seeing things from people's point of view, this helps Stanley, helps him grow as a person and also breaks Madame Zeroni's spell. So to grow as a person means you don't grow taller or something like that or older. You become more mature, you become more kind, and you become more understanding of other people. So you just generally turn into a wiser and better person.
To grow as a person 代表的是 to become mature, 变得成熟。懂事 Stanley 最后呢不但变得成熟懂事还打破了 Madame Zeroni 的诅咒 And it's because of his friendship with Zero And that brings us to the end of the 3-day article Let's go to our For You Chat question now
For You Chat
Today's question is, what is one of your closest friendships? How did that friendship begin?
I met my best friend, Ellie,、
mm-hmm.
when I was in college.
Okay.
We used to hang out together, go to classes together,、
mm-hmm.
and study together.
Okay.
But now we're both English teachers and very busy.、
Aww.
We don't have much time to hang out with each other, but we always try to find time to...work out together、
mm-hmm.
or have some Sunday afternoon tea together.
Very nice.
Yes. What about you?
I mean, I guess these days I would say my best friend is my wife. And that happened when we started dating. But that's kind of grown in a different way. If I think back further, I was very good friends with a guy called Rich at school. And we had a lot of similar interests. We both liked football. We both liked cricket. And we both liked playing this kind of nerdy role-playing game. And we both like acting. So through those sort of shared interests, and we like the same kind of books as well, I met a few of his other friends, some of whom I would now also consider some of my best friends. And we played those games together. We watched football and cricket together. We acted in plays together and did all of those kinds of things. So they're all in England. So I don't get to see them as much anymore. And they've all got families. So, But we keep in touch by usually sending insulting messages and photos to each other on Facebook.
That's what real friends do.
Send insulting stuff. Yeah. The best friends, you can send as many insults as you like. And they can be the same old jokes from years ago. And it's still funny and no one gets upset.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is the end of the article. It's all we've got time for. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. For English for You, I am Pat.
I am Elsie. Goodbye.
And we'll see you again later. Bye-bye.
Holes. Holes was written by American author Lewis Satcher. In his final year of college, he taught at an elementary school. This changed his life and made him decide to write children's books. He didn't strike gold at first, but kept going and finally gained many fans. He was able to quit his job and become a full-time writer. There are two key themes in Holes. The first is fate. At the start of the book, Stanley believes that his family history affects his life. Bad things will keep happening because of what his ancestors did. Nothing he can do will make things better. However, his experiences teach him that he has control over his own choices and can change his fate. He does this through his friendship with Zero. Friendship is the second main theme in the story. Spending time with Zero helps Stanley see things from other people's point of view. This helps him grow as a person and also breaks Madame Zeroni's spell.
Vocabulary Review. Gain. Johnny's idea gained a lot of support after he posted a video about it on YouTube. Quit. If you hate your job so much, why don't you quit? Fate. Do you believe that fate determines the course of people's lives? Effect. Keith heard that playing music around plants might affect their growth. Friendship. Emma and Connor have a close friendship. They can tell each other everything. Main. The main topic for today's lesson is the history of ancient Rome.